This podcast is brought to you by Aspire Planning Group, insurance creating a better future for you and your family.
Chris, thanks so much for joining us and welcome to Evenings on FNR.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Tell me, how long have you been involved with Paralympic cerebral palsy football?
Well, the program started in 98, and I was one of the first. So we played our first international in 99, so best part of 20 years.
And how did you initially get involved?
I used to do AWD, which is Athletes with a Disability Athletics. And before the 2000 Paralympics, the then Australian coach decided to start up a team and gave me a call and said, would your son rather play football than be a runner? And of course I said yes, because I'd played football since I was a wee tyke. So I said yes straight away, and then we went on to play in the Ukraine in 99, and then the Paralympics in 2000, which was an awesome experience.
Fantastic. And when did you start getting involved in coaching and with the New South Wales side?
Yeah, so I got involved in coaching would have been about 10 years ago through the Cerebral Palsy Alliance, and we started up the New South Wales state program, but we also started up a development program as well. So through the Cerebral Palsy Alliance, we found a whole bunch of kids with cerebral palsy, and we just went, you know what, this is too good to be true, and so started coaching and then started playing, and I mean it's one of the greatest things when you see one of those young boys run on the pitch next to you. So that's a feather in everyone's cap. So lots of different people have been working hard in the New South Wales program to get it up and running, and we're reigning champions. So we're very, very happy about that.
That's fantastic, Chris. And how does coaching players with cerebral palsy differ to, you know, mainstream coaching?
Yeah, I've been asked this on several occasions, and it just doesn't. It just doesn't. You do exactly the same. You do exactly the same thing. So I coached. I've also coached an able-bodied team, and I did exactly the same drill. So there's no difference. There's small barriers that you need to get over, and there's obviously different rules with seven or so with actual Paralympic football. But in terms of the coaching, nothing changes. Nothing changes. You teach them to play hard and play well, and play the beautiful game. So it doesn't change at all.
Chris, I'm actually really happy to hear that, because that's one of the things we love about our game, is that it is so universal and so easily applicable across, you know, different groups of people. It's, you know, it's a ball and a couple of sets of sticks or jumpers, and then you're away.
Absolutely, absolutely, and that's why it's the world game, because it's that easy. It's a ball. As long as you've got a ball, you can be entertained for hours on end, whether it be juggling or playing a little, you know, two-sided match, or, you know, 1v2. The game has taken me to a lot of different places and been responsible for some pretty amazing opportunities for me and my fellow players. So we just love the sport, mate.
And I know the you say the coaching doesn't differ at all, but what about the significance of football in the lives of, you know, these you guys with people living with cerebral palsy? Is it a really important sort of support network to have that team spirit around you and have players that and teammates who are going through much the same thing as you?
100%. So my story is no different to any of these players that I'm currently watching run around the park. I'm WA playing Vic at the moment. So, mate, the family environment that you get when you're playing with and around players with cerebral palsy, it's it's unlike any other team that I've ever been with, and I've been with able-bodied teams and things like that. But this is it's completely different. And one of the young boys who is now one of the starters for the Pararoos, his comment was, "I wouldn't know where I've been if I didn't have football." So we teach young boys, you know, confidence. We also teach them about life and you know, how to get a job, even down to, you know, how to talk to girls, because there's a lot of barriers and a lot of things in society, and there's a sort of stigma around disabled players and around you know, the way they're treated in their within their respective states. But I mean, watching this game now, I see as much heart as I've ever seen in a bunch of footballers. That, you know, it's a joy to watch. It really is.
It's really inspiring, Chris. But let's talk about the actual championships. You've kicked off with an emphatic 10-0 victory over Capital Football, and now you've netted a 2-0 victory over your arch rivals, Victoria. I believe you also had a game today.
Yes, we played two games today. Actually, we played Capital again, and we beat them six. I think it was 6-0, and another one of our arch rivals, WA, we beat them 5-1. So I was I'm the goalkeeper, so I was absolutely filthy about letting the letting that one goal in. I was going for the clean sheet, but we're looking very strong. New South Wales is looking very strong in this tournament, and you know, I mean, yes, you know, we come into tournaments favourites, and it's often hard to come in with a favourite tag. We'd love to play with the underdog tag, but we're often the ones where the other team decides to play a Jose Mourinho style and park the bus. So you know, it's sometimes a bit tricky to score in, you know, when you're playing against that. But we've got a very talented squad, and we'll go a long way in this competition.
Well, the results certainly bear that out. I believe the gold medal match is taking place this Sunday at 11 a.m, and I can only assume that New South Wales will be involved. Can you give the people some details if they want to come down and watch?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's at Valentine Sports Park at Glenwood in Sydney. It starts at 11. If you want to see football, and if you want to see players, you know, putting absolutely everything on the line, there's nothing better to watch. The final will be an absolute ripper.
Chris, thank you so much for joining us. You've painted a real fantastic picture, and best of luck for the rest of the competition.
Thank you so much, mate.